Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. We start off with a couple of cancellations and postponements due to the impending coastal storm, which will bring rain and wind to our area on Saturday into Sunday. Audubon's Kid Day has been postponed until Sunday, November 4th, from 12 until 3. It features native crafts, nature crafts, carnival-type games for young children, pre-K, third grade, and their families, as well as hay bale maze, hay wagon shuttles, professional face painting, balloon, twisting live animals, costume parade, food, and lots of fun. Admission is $20 per carload. It's held at the Sharon Audubon Center on Cornwall Bridge Road in Sharon. Remember, it will not be held this weekend. It has now been postponed till Sunday, November 4th. Now, also due to the impending rain for Saturday, all Oktoberfest activities scheduled for October 27th in Canaan have been canceled due to that nasty prediction of weather. They'll try to reschedule the event after Great Falls Brewing Company receives their certificate of occupancy. They're planning to make it even bigger and better. Today, Noble Horizons welcomes you to Connecticut Vanguards at 1 o'clock. Meet author Eric Lehman and 24 fascinating Connecticut trailblazers from the 18th century to the present day. It is absolutely free. Aminia Free Library offering pumpkin decorating today. At 3:30, attendees should bring their own pumpkins and lots of imagination. Of course, they're located on Route 343. Now, there's a big event going on from 5 till 8 p.m. tonight at the Dover High School. It's the Bash. Admission is $5 per child. Adults are free. Children must be accompanied by an adult at all times. There'll be a haunted maze, bouncy house, candy, trick-or-treating. It's for grades K through 6 from 5 to 8 at the Dover High School. Canned goods will be collected and donated to the Center for Compassion. Each canned good donated will be a value of $1 off per child admission. Bunko fundraiser sponsored by the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary being held tonight at the firehouse on West Main Street. Doors open at 6:30. Playing starts at 7. Meanwhile, in Kent, at 7 p.m. tonight, there'll be a teen Halloween party with pumpkin carving, games, candy, and more at the Kent Library for 5 and up. Register in advance. Now, also, at 10:30 on Saturday, there'll be Halloween Story Hour for ages 2 through 9 with stories, a spooky Halloween craft, and a snack at the Kent Library. Now, tonight at 7 o'clock, Cary Institute presents Jeremy Jackson, Emeritus Professor of Oceanography at Scripps Institution of Oceanography and Senior Scientist Emeritus at the Smithsonian Institute, talking about his new book, Breakpoint, Reckoning with America's Environmental Crisis. The Copaic Grange, Old Fashioned Grange Bazaar being held tomorrow from 9 till 2, featuring books, jewelry, antiques, knickknacks, records, cassettes, glassware, kitchenware, and a big white elephant table. Breakfast and lunch will be available. Pumpkin decorating, there'll be cider, donuts, coffee, and cookies. Free activities on Saturday from 9 till noon at the Canaan VFW Post. 860-824-8158 for more information. All activities are free. The Northwest Corner Prevention Network is in partnership with the State Police at Troop B and the Kent Resident State Trooper, holding a prescription drug take-back day on Saturday from 10 till 2 at the Troop B Barracks, Route 7 in Canaan, in the Kent Town Hall, 41 Kent Green Boulevard. A fall craft sale to benefit Crate Escape Rescue for Dogs happening on Saturday from 10 till 4 at the Masonic Lodge, Route 343 in Dover Plains, New York. Leah Pennyman and Ed Whitfield will deliver the 38th annual E.F. Schumacher Lectures, celebrating the 150th birthday of W.E.B. Du Bois at his hometown of Great Barrington. They take place on Saturday at St. James Place in Great Barrington from 1 until 5 p.m. Noble Horizons will host Doug Crane, who will present a remarkable story of Crane & Company, the U.S. Treasury sole paper supplier. Since engraver Paul Revere made a precursor to the dollar using paper produced by his compatriot Thomas Crane during the American Revolution. The talk will be at Noble Horizons on Saturday at 2 p.m. Sunday in the Country Food Drive annual chicken barbecue will be held Saturday from 2 to 4 at the American Legion Post in Millerton, New York. Rocksteady Farm, 41K Road, will host a family-friendly fall farm party for the community on Saturday starting at 3 with a hike up Mount Riga. Dinner, drinks, and live music performances from 5 to 11 p.m. will follow. Tickets, $20 per adult. Children are free. All proceeds go towards low-income, community-supported agriculture at Rocksteady Farm. October 27th, the Haunted Mill at Monsters Ball, the Wasaic Project. Monsters Ball tickets can be purchased in advance unless you're a local resident. If you're a local resident, zip code 12592, bring proof of address the night of the event for a $5 ticket. Kids 17 and under are free. Equal parts spooky, enchanting, creepy, and fanciful. Immerse yourself in their annual Haunted Mill, where artists have transformed the towering Maxon Mills into an exciting Halloween experience. The Kids Haunted Mill will be open from 3 to 5 p.m. with family-friendly Halloween festivities. There'll be face painting, hay rides, a costume contest, snacks, carnival activities, and more. As the sun sets, the Adults Haunted Mill opens from 6 to 9 p.m. At 9, the party continues into the evening at the Monsters Ball at the Lantern with live music with DJ sets. Costume only for entry. The Pine Plains Free Library. The Historical Society has an exhibit of Pine Plains Library now at the library. And there's a silent auction being held at the Sissing House on Saturday evening from 5 till 7 p.m. The library is posting a full list of auction items at their website, pineplainslibrary.org. The Gallery of the Sharon Historical Society and Sharon Historical Society and Museum presents Anything Goes, a juried exhibition and sale of artwork by local artists. The exhibit runs from October 27th through December 14th. An opening wine and hors d'oeuvres reception, which the public is invited free of charge, will be held on Saturday from 5 until 7 p.m. Kent Park and Recreation is having a Halloween 2 event. A Halloween bash will be co-sponsored by the Kent Center School PTO with Park and Recreation October 27th from 5 till 8 p.m. at the Kent Community House. Advance ticket prices are $5, $20 for a family of five or more. Park and Recreation Director Leslie Ferris and Resident State Trooper Andrew Fisher will distribute glow-in-the-dark safety necklaces October 31st starting at 5 on a first-come, first-served basis on North Main Street adjacent to the Kent Memorial Library. Now, meanwhile, the Kent Pumpkin Run is set for Sunday, October 28th. There'll be food, prizes, costume contest, music, and more. If you register before the end of the day today, it'll be $5 off the race day entry fee. The first 500 registered runners receive a commemorative performance T-shirt. Kick the day off with a kids' fun run at 11:15, followed by the five-mile run walk at noon. Both races begin and end at the Kent Green in front of Town Hall. More information at KentPumpkinRun.com. Dutchess County Commission on Human Rights invites you to attend a listening session on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. at Congregation Beth David on East Street in Amenia. Learn about the work of the commission, meet with commission members, discuss strengths and concerns in your community. All are welcome and encouraged to attend. More information at 845-486-2169. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rebounded after a horrible day yesterday, gaining back 400 of the over 600 points it lost, starting off today at 24,984.55. The Nasdaq starts off today at 7318.34 and the S&P 500 at 2705.57. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.